Alrighty. Next thing, Dan Curtis. I said everything? Regardless. I'm working on the second computer. Second public computer. And I'm pretty sure it's gonna work okay. Now we got two Ubuntu computers. Although I'm more of a BSD guy. I think it has more to do with freedom. GNU. Is more socialism. I think it's right down to it. Now you can only use this if you will share. The other one says you can just use this as long as you acknowledge the guys that wrote it. That's it. I'm a BSD dude when it comes to licensing. I was at ISC as well. Internet Software Consortium. Anyway. Good to be here. Doing what we do. Listening the last couple of days to various things. Back on Liberty. So I prefer far more to the kind of interesting rhetoric. There's a lot of money to be made right now in talking about stupidity, honestly. Coming up with alternative genders. Getting into people's faces about it. Becoming a trying to become professional agitators. Pretty soon these people are going to run out of things to get agitated about, and they'll find that they are nothing but a bunch of blowhards. The most successful of them are actually just emotional and psychological manipulators. Talking about what anybody can plainly see are first world problems. Our media and its lies about how life is. I'm always amazed. You'll watch like a situation comedy, and most of them are totally inaccurate. People who don't do much of anything have tons of free time on their hands, but yet live in these amazingly opulent circumstances. It's a kind of caricature of, frankly, the entertainment industry. Everybody wants to get into it. Anybody who's profiting off of YouTube often just ends up being part of the entertainment industry. We have an endless appetite for entertainment. But it really can't be satiated particularly. And honestly, I was listening to this boy who I respect his opinion, but I think he does not understand the overriding goals of those to whom he is philosophically opposed. He doesn't understand that they're actually enemies. I wish I remembered his name. I'll give you some context. But socialism is at its heart the enslavement of all people. It doesn't matter what form that enslavement takes, and people always get confused. Well, it can't be that, because look at the good it does, too. And they go, they don't care if it does good or bad. Honestly, it makes them feel better that people are fed under their regime, that's fine, as long as it's their regime. As long as they have a guaranteed and sizable income stream that is totally secure and that never ends. The controllers, those who actually make things happen. Now, it's a tiered system. You all know who those people are. They own lots of stuff. And it's never owned under, it's rarely ever owned under the auspices of their own name. It's usually through some corporate machination. But regardless, if they're underlings, or if the rank and file ever got a real picture of why this works for them, they would be either abhorred by it, but with no power to do anything about it, because as part of socialism, you give up any ability to affect any serious change to it. Don't worry, they'll provide you with what's needed to take care of your weird needs. As long as you're servicing their needs, they tend to take care of you. Of course, they can always decide to get rid of you. You know, you are really nothing to them. You're a thorn. They can either appease the thorn, or they can pluck it out and throw it away. And you can't take a great risk, it's going to be one way or the other. You don't threaten that group, because murder is easy for them. You are co-opted by that group. You are manipulated by that group. You're ultimately bought out. That's okay, because what normally brings you to even be noticed by those people is the fact that you're willing to do whatever it takes. You don't have a great underlying passion for other people, so you may say that publicly. These are the modern Danny and Robert. Their basic thing is to get power and gain. Not hard. Any number of ways they do so. think the biggest thing we can do is not do what they want. All they want is a cut of your tax money. Honestly, if they end up even having a corporation, which most of them don't anymore, it's much more lucrative to take a cut of government money. Just trust me, they're just as lazy as anybody else. They either have a good system, it's been worked out, the devil shows it to them, Satan. And you can just go, oh, I don't believe in that. That's like, okay, well, you don't have to believe it. You can see it working. Just know that there's somebody much smarter than you are that's pulling all this stuff. Getting money is laughably easy. Anyway, so looking at liberty, I need to preserve it. Okay.